people. You love our way of life. You love our milk and honey. At least you can pay a couple bucks for a poppy or something like that. What do you think?
I don't even know what to say about that. Like, that's so, there's so much in that quote you just read that it's kind of like saying, like, we're Canadians and you're not. Like, you people, you love our way of life. You love our milk. You love our honey. And but you can't pay a couple bucks. So he's kind of putting people in different categories. Like, so we are Canadians who love our milk, who love our honey. But then there are other people who, you know, don't appreciate our milk or our honey.
Our way of life.
Our way of life.
Yeah, it's pretty, I agree with you. It's really divisive. You know, yeah, I mean, he's trying to, like, divide people. I don't really get the point of why he ranted about it.
Yeah.
Like what kind of narrative is he trying to prove? You know what I mean? It's kind of like the shit that Trump says. You know, when he talks about, like, immigrants, rapists. Like, okay, I get it. That's your opinion. But what are you trying to say here? What are you trying to stir up, you know?
Yeah. And the other thing, too, that I find very, I don't agree with what he's saying is, like, okay, so maybe, you know, certain people don't wear poppies. And, yeah, you're right. They should be wearing poppies. But this is a broadcast for Coach's Corner, you know, hockey Saturday night, whatever. I don't watch it, so I don't really know, but I know that he's supposed to be talking about hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Why are you talking about something so controversial?
Yeah.
And then when you're talking about that, you could have just been like, I think people should, you know, I think everyone should wear poppies. Not, you know, dividing populations within Canada, like, oh, you people. So he's obviously saying, like, immigrants and you know, people of color aren't wearing you know, poppies, and that we should be, or people who have recently come into Canada that are enjoying their milk, that are enjoying our honey, our whatever, our way of life, that you're not wearing that poppy. It's like he meant to divide the country.
Yeah,
like this.
Piss people off. I get it that he, like, Remembrance Day is really important to him.
It is, yeah.
But, and it's important, should be important to everybody, but, like, it's voluntary to buy a poppy, firstly.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not... Just because you don't buy a poppy doesn't mean, like, you're hating on veterans. Did you wear a poppy that day?
Honestly,
I didn't. I haven't worn one in years since they made me, because I just doesn't, like... I'm respectful and I'm grateful that we live in a country where you have, like, freedom and rights.
Yeah.
But just because I don't buy a poppy doesn't mean it. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, like, I don't know what he's trying to get to. Maybe, like, he's saying, like, immigrants don't have gratitude. I don't think where you come from affects your levels of gratitude. Like, dogs can be ungrateful. Anyone can be ungrateful. There are immigrants that wear poppies. There are immigrants that don't wear poppies.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my grandfather, he's straight up immigrant, came here on a fucking boat. And I remember him always wearing a poppy.
Yeah.
But I don't, and I'm not an immigrant. So, like, that takes it, like, you know, that kind of disqualifies this point right there. There are plenty of immigrants that wear poppies. Or
people. Yeah, there is. And it's not even like... I think he's saying it in a way like, if you don't wear a poppy, you're disrespecting the soldiers that fought in World War I, World War II, that, you know, that defended Canada against, you know, other forces. But I mean, it's not like, it's kind of like, how do you appreciate immigrants that built this country? You know, how do you appreciate that?
Exactly.
Where's the poppy for them? You know what I mean?
And we're, at the end of the day, we're talking about war here. Some people don't agree with war or violence. So they don't want to, like, talk about, like, the world wars. Not that they are not grateful of what happened or whatnot, but they just don't want to talk about it because they're sensitive to that issue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for them to not wear a poppy doesn't mean they're lesser than you are. You know what I mean?
And I also, like, okay, so there's this thing that so the wars that are going on right now, from our perspective, it looks like we're doing good, right?
Yeah, but we're not.
But then, we're not actually doing good because people are dying, you know, for... literally no reason at all.
Yeah, there are countries,
you know what I mean,
being droned as we speak.
Yeah.
Look at
yeah.
Syria. The reason why we have so many immigrants that are not buying poppies, probably because they don't have the means to do so. They're, a lot of the immigrants now are borderline refugees, right? Because of the parts of the world they're coming from, partly because of our fault.
But
and
I don't think...
They come here and they're not... They don't have, like... What's, like, your the typical immigrant family that you're thinking of nowadays? It's probably from the Middle East. A man and a woman and a couple kids. They're not gonna come here and, like, both have a car, both have a license, and both have the time to go and buy poppies.
Yeah,
like, people are busy. It doesn't mean that.
And
people,
how many people,
I'm grateful to live here.
How many people understand what the poppy means? The ones that come here, like, initially, like, they don't understand that kind of history. That, like we do, since we you know, grew up here, we went to school here, we know what the poppy means, we know what it stands for, and yeah, when you wear one, you support it. But like, it's like, that shouldn't have been said on that broadcast.
Remembrance Day is more of a Western thing, because you gotta think of the countries that fought in the wars, right? There are a lot of Middle Eastern countries that didn't fight. They don't like, you know, it's a different thing. It doesn't mean they're not grateful to be here.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know, man, the things that Don Cherry said, they don't surprise me. Like, I've grown up kind of watching, from time to time, I watched CBC hockey once in a while, more so when I was younger. Yeah. And he's been saying, like, pretty ignorant things. Like, he's an aggressive guy. He's been like that.
Yeah.
You know? But you want our way of life, you want to enjoy our perks, then you need to do everything we do. But it's not a fair statement, because I can find things that he's not grateful for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He said a lot of controversial shit. And I think this one was, like the cherry on top. Like, hey, now we have to fucking fire him.
They've been looking for reasons to fire him. Yeah, he's been saying what? He said things about, like, negative things about minorities before.
Yeah.
I don't know about the exact quote, but it was something like certain, like, black kids or brown kids don't play hockey or something like that.
And why? Like, he doesn't say why they don't play hockey. Like, why do you think immigrant kids or black kids or brown kids don't play hockey? Or European immigrants don't play hockey. It's because hockey's a pretty, like, expensive sport to play. You know, you gotta buy those pads, hockey stick, hockey pucks, and you gotta go get an ice rink.
Paid the league.
Yeah.
Like, minor leagues, you're paying at least $1,000 overall. Yeah. Not everyone can afford that for multiple kids as well, right?
That's exactly why
immigrants take that into consideration. Or
people of color don't play hockey. And people of color are the ones who don't really have the means to play hockey. And he doesn't, you know, with him, he doesn't mention any of that kind of stuff.
He doesn't take that into consideration anytime he says shit like that, because he's uneducated and he's stupid, in my opinion. Yeah, he says stupid shit.
Yeah, he says stupid shit.
Yeah, about women. Well, he said something about, like, women don't watch hockey games properly. Like, when you come to the game, watch the puck, this and that. It's like, what are you talking about? There are plenty of women that watch hockey games at home that you don't see. Or, you know, it's just like, what are you talking about?
No, but he was saying, like, okay, I see a lot of women at hockey games. They're just yapping.
Like that.
And they're not really enjoying the game. But
the
again,
fuck do you
it's
care?
Like,
they pay their own money to watch the game. Just shut the fuck up and talk about hockey.
Like, you're not paying their ticket.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Yeah. God, somebody's telling them to shut the fuck up.
And it's also a bit interesting. You know, Don Cherry's been, you know, this whatever hockey commentator for so long. You know, obviously he enjoys the sport, but someone that comes to a hockey game, you know, once, twice a year, doesn't enjoy hockey the same way Don Cherry does. So why does everyone have to be a fan like Don Cherry? Like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to do what Don Cherry
does. You can be like a casual hockey fan.
Exactly.
I don't love the sport either, but I appreciate it. I've been to one Leafs game.
Yeah.
It was a great game. You know what I mean? Like, you got to appreciate the sport.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't have to appreciate the same way as him. And if you don't, you're not lesser of a person. What does he think? Yeah. He's better than everyone else?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's been to other sports games where he didn't pay attention every second. What I tell him,
exactly.
You fucking idiot. Pay attention to the game. I'm like, no, I don't care.
And
he's a bully.
Yeah, he's, pretty much. He's using his platform to kind of like force his opinions on things to other people, and you know sometimes he does have supporters, man. Like even like
that's
after
the biggest
this,
thing. That's the biggest problem in my eyes. I don't really like. I'm not offended by him. I don't care. I know he's not that intelligent because he says stupid shit.
Yeah,
he's arrogant. But like the biggest fear I have is that he has such a like large following, and I didn't realize there were that many people that were like unaware that he says like. Really things in poor taste, you know what I mean? How do people not hear what he says and think, oh yeah, that's wrong? Like people don't agree with that. People are like, oh yeah, what he says is fine. It doesn't make sense to me.
I think they just kind of like, I think they're a fan of Don Cherry, and when he says something, you know, very controversial, they're like, oh whatever, he's a good hockey commentator.
Yeah, maybe it's a sympathy thing, because a lot of there are like, I don't know if you ever met like an older gentleman before that has a lot of arrogant opinions, because there's a lot of them, and maybe you feel sympathy because you're related to him or you're this to him or whatever.
Yeah,
but still, like, we're living in an age where you got to be like aware of what you're saying. We're living in that time where you got, there's like transparency. You can't just say what you want now. Like, you need to be like, there's one aspect, obviously you can, like, everyone's entitled to their opinion. But if you're going to throw out your opinion like that, at least have, like, facts. And he's
on
not going to find
television?
Facts like that.
Yeah.
He's never going to find facts that immigrants don't wear the poppy, because that's a false statement.
Yeah.
There are how many people are here that maybe their great-great-grandparents were the immigrants?
Yeah.
And they don't wear poppies. Where is he talking about those people?
But how many people you think their grandparents, their great-great-grandparents fought in the war? And, you know, maybe they passed away or whatever the case may be. and they don't wear the poppy. Yeah, but doesn't mean they don't appreciate what the soldiers have done.
Yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't correlate. Just because you don't wear the poppy doesn't.
Yeah,
and you have the right to not wear it. Like,
people could be donating to those foundations.
Yeah, donating. Support those. Maybe they don't buy a $2 poppy because they want to give $100.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but he wouldn't know because he doesn't have any research. He's talking out of his ass. And that's what people don't understand. You can't go on TV and talk out of your ass.
Yeah.
When you're supposed to be talking about just hockey.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's also the other thing. Like, this is like a... I think... Like, he got fired because he said so many stupid shit over his career.
Yeah.
And one of the most stupidest things I think he said, which was even dumber than this, was about Indigenous people. Like, how do you go after... when you're talking about hockey, when you're supposed to be talking about just hockey. He was going on about like, oh, Indigenous people, they have a fair shake in life, you know, they should go work for their success or whatever they want in life, and they can't blame racism or discrimination. And I think that's so wrong. That's like,
you can't.
That's not looking at the whole picture. It's like, how do you get a fair shake in life when your grandparents and your parents and whatever were discriminated against for like years,
generations,
like they've been wiped, like at the time their kids were taken into these schools to make sure they forget their own culture.
We've talked about this
like
before.
This is like ethnic cleansing in a way.
We've talked about this before, how people, there are people out there in the United States where their great-great-grandparents were slaves.
Yeah.
And their great-grandparents didn't get to go to school. And nor did their parents.
Yeah.
So now they're the first generation that get to go to college or university and get a good salary when they get their job. Like, he doesn't take any of these socioeconomic factors in because he's talking about politics and he's not a politician. Or he doesn't have any primary or secondary research.
Yeah.
And you can't be saying that shit on TV, so it's totally credible that he's fired.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. If you don't agree, like, you're just delusional.
He should have been fired a while
ago. A long time ago. A while ago. Man, even when in his 40s, he was a dog. Like, the shit he used to talk about. He's just an aggressive guy.
But see, the stuff he's saying, the stuff he was saying, like, over time, the perception towards these kind of, like, stuff that he's saying on live television, it's been getting more like, obviously we are becoming a more liberal country where like these small things that you say about Indigenous people or racism can make you lose your job just like that. But so all that shit he was saying before that, like years ago, like it wasn't that serious. Like it was more like, it was more loud, you know, it was more like, hey, Don Cherry, don't do it again. Don't do that.
Boys will be boys.
But now it's like,
you can't do that shit anymore. And if you can't, like, adapt, like, then you die.
Yeah,
I'm sorry to say it, but you can't be talking about that anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't want people talking about me in a negative light. You know what I mean? Oh, I don't know, man.
Just... How many people you think saw that and thought when he said you people, they were referring to them?
I'm sure a lot of people.
There's a lot of probably a lot of hockey fans who were of mixed race that were like, oh, shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, this guy is talking to me. Even though I do show appreciation, not with a poppy, but maybe just like I appreciate, I donate, I do whatever.
I follow the laws, I vote.
Yeah.
I work, I contribute to the economy just like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think a lot of, I just get a little frustrated with some people I see on like social media. They're like, where did Don Cherry hurt you? This and that. You know, shit like that. It's like, man, I'm not offended by Don Cherry. I don't give a shit. Like, I'm living my life. The thing is, I don't want an 85-year-old idiot that should be retired making millions of dollars on TV. Like, I don't want... Yeah, he shouldn't be making that much money. He shouldn't be working. He shouldn't have a job.
Well, I mean, it's like, he should be, and you know, if he could, and if he's a good commentator, why not, right? But if he's making...
But he's not. That's what I'm trying to say,
I don't know too much about, like, hockey and stuff, but I don't know, like...
I've heard from
was
people
he a good
that
commentator?
He's not the best when it comes to hockey. He's a bit outdated. I'm sure they could find some guy that just retired from the NHL that they could put in his spot.
Don't a lot of hockey players like not like him?
I'm sure some don't. I wouldn't be surprised.
He makes fun of a lot of hockey players, right? Like, he's like...
Yeah. Or like, I've just seen some clips of him when he was younger. He used to like go at it with some people saying they're like wimps and stuff like that.
Yeah,
he says that all the time. He loves to like belittle people.
If that's like
you said one time, if you believe in climate change, you're a cuckoo or something like that.
Like, see, it's like he probably has no idea.
Limpos and pinkos or whatever he says.
He probably has no knowledge of what climate change actually is, and you know how it's impacting our Earth, yeah. And you know what the future implications are. But he's just talking out of his ass.
Yeah, he's talking out of his ass.
Maybe at the moment, like he just thinks like, "Whoa, why would I pay more? You know, in carbon tax when I don't really see." My country. Like, yeah, like I don't see any forest fires, or I don't, you know, see any earthquakes. Maybe this is all just a hoax. Yeah. Maybe it's like a money grab for the government or whatever. But like, he didn't go do his research, you know, scientifically to see if climate change is actually a real thing.
And that's the problem.
He just talks out of his ass.
Kind of thing. A lot of people are not. You see all these people like bring Cherry back. Man, if you had fought for a real cause, you'd be actually impacting the world in a positive way. Why do people care if Don Cherry gets fired? You know that Venice has been under the fucking, like, feet of water for a year straight? You want to talk about culture? Like, people don't want to get rid of Don Cherry because it's like heritage. He's been there for years. It's like culture. Man, there's a city that's 1,000 years old underwater because of climate change. There are kids starving. There are kids dying of malaria. And you're worrying about Don Cherry? He used to make $1 million a year. Like, he makes a lot of money. That's why they couldn't fire him years ago, because you know how big a severance package would have to be?
But they probably had it with them. They're like, fuck it.
Yeah. Here you go. And this was the
perfect... Well, he got fired.
No, now he got fired. They didn't have to give him anything because he said something bad, and it was credible enough to fire him. Because if it wasn't credible enough to fire him, he'd still be working. He would have worked last night or whatever. Then
he would have... He's so... so people think, like, hey, bring Don Cherry back. But those are all the people that don't give a shit about anything else. But I want my hockey commentator back, or my favorite hockey commentator. But then there's like... Aboriginals within your own country that don't have clean drinking water. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck are you standing up for? You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like a lot of them are trolls that don't even care. They just don't like this whole, like, blame culture.
Yeah.
They think it's a blame culture. I think to an extent, it is sometimes.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, like, I think it's totally credible that he gets fired. I don't blame the blamers. You know what I mean? Like, he did something bad.
Yeah.
And this and that. And he just goes and he says it like, oh, immigrants, you people like our milk and honey, buy our poppy. Like, you can't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a different level to it as well.
It's like, what does milk and honey and your way of life have to do with anything with the poppy? You know what I mean? It's like.
And these people aren't even coming here for your milk and honey. They literally don't have a place to live.
Like, they don't want to get bombed.
I think Don Cherry.
They don't want to get killed. You know? And that's why they're here.
I think Don Cherry sympathizers need to go Google what refugee means.
Yeah.
Because refugee means that you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You move, you're displaced from your homeland because of environmental, war, political issues. They don't come here, and the first thing they're not thinking of is, I gotta buy a poppy for Don Cherry.
Yeah.
No, they're trying to put like clothes on their kids' back, and they're trying to get a job. You know what I mean?
But the only worry that these idiots have that want Don Cherry back is, I want him back on Saturday Night Hockey.
Yeah,
or whatever.
They have no.
That's it. Put your shoes in a refugee's. Put your feet in a refugee's shoes. You know, see what they're going through. You know, see the kind of hardship that they have to go through to even come to Canada or to go anywhere. You know, it's
they
like
they don't even want to come here. Like Syrian refugees, they have no choice. Their country's turning into rubble. Like Damascus is destroyed.
Imagine, so when you are at a job for a couple of years and you get a better opportunity that's paying you like say 6,000-7,000 more, you don't leave that job because you're so used to your current job and you know everything, right? If you're in a different country and there's something going on, you don't want to leave. Like, if there's nothing going on in the country, you would never want to leave for something a bit better. Like, you want to stay in your country because you're used to it. You know the language. You know the culture. You wouldn't want to go somewhere that's, like, a total, like, 180, you know? Like, it's away from your family. It's not your native tongue. The culture is totally different. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to come here, but they are forced to come here. And this guy doesn't realize that. Like, but then it's like, you can look at it in so many different ways. But why does it have to come down to a poppy? You know? Yeah. Why is it, like,
buying the?
Why do you have to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Why do you have to demonize people of color for not wearing a poppy? Like, you don't know what they've been
through.
It's
like one of those grumpy rants where he's losing his mind over a fucking poppy.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. It's important to him. I think the thing with him is, like, he's been trying to raise awareness for Remembrance Day. Like, he's That's been like his thing for a long time. If you ever watch him, like he like
he'll and
wear
he's right.
He'll
he's
wear a poppy all year long if he can. You know what I mean? He's like that, which it makes sense, but you just can't. You just can't make statements like that. Like they're, I know for a fact is inaccurate. You know, it's you, wrong.
You can't demonize like multiple races or like groups of people because they don't wear a poppy.
But that's the thing is you don't even know. He doesn't even know if they're wearing them or not. There are so many immigrants that wear poppies. Like I just said, my grandfather never missed a Remembrance Day without a poppy. And here I am 2 days ago on Remembrance Day. I didn't wear no poppy.
Yeah.
So what? Am I a bad guy? I'm not an immigrant. Why don't you talk about me, Don Cherry? Why don't you talk about ungrateful millennials that don't wear poppies? Why don't you talk about them and leave fucking immigrants alone?
I think there are a lot of millennials that don't wear poppies.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't How many high school kids?
Facts.
Okay, even Gen X, they I don't think any of them wear poppies. Like maybe 10% of them wear poppies.
I think they only wear poppies when they're forced to. They go to high school. I remember at high school they used to come around and make you pay a toonie. I remember one time I actually forgot. And I came to school and I didn't have a toonie. And they were like, you gotta buy it. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I buy it with what? I don't have one. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, they made me look like a demon. And it's like, relax, man. None of you guys would buy one if the school didn't provide them. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things. I think gratitude has nothing to do with your
immigration
status.
Or like an object like a poppy.
Or your race. Or your fact that you're an immigrant or not.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't affect gratitude. I'm sure they're super, super gratitude.
But aren't immigrants building Canada? You know? Aren't they helping build a better Canada?
They've been since day one.
Since
you can talk about colonization, whatever. But regardless, immigrants
let's say after
help
colonization,
build this country.
I'm saying within the last, like, 50 years. Immigrants helped. Because no one wants to do the jobs that immigrants...
Immigrants
do.
Have been doing that all over the world ever since World War II. Immigration is the key to construction. Like, that's one of the biggest factors.
Exactly.
So.
And then people get mad because immigrants want to do the jobs that regular citizens don't want to do. And then when they make a good living for themselves, the people that didn't want to do those jobs, they're like, oh, how is this fucking immigrant, you know, living a better life than me? I'm Canadian. I'm American.
Yeah, that thing about how they're taking our jobs.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? So then go be a custodian at first and then build your way up into a company. You know, go do construction, go do whatever, because, you know, all these immigrants do that.
Yeah.
You know, why are you mad? Don't be mad.
Didn't he say himself that you got to work for it?
Yeah. These immigrants
so
fucking
the
work,
here.
Work an arm and a leg for it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
so do the people here. They got to work for it. You got new immigrants.
Yeah.
That's the reality, man. But that's the problem. So we live in a world where... Like, there's a lot of violence, there's war, and there's climate issues, and people are having to move. So if you don't like immigrants, get fucking used to it, because that whole narrative is only going to continue. Especially
Listen.
As what you see in the world. Like, parts of the world are literally going underwater.
Yeah.
Immigration is inevitable.
Yeah.
So I think you need to, like, accept it or fucking die. Or, like, I don't know what you're going to do.
You have no other option. I think you'd be living a much worse life if you didn't have any immigrants in Canada or America.
Yeah.
Like who would do all these jobs that immigrants do?
Yeah.
Who would do it?
Who's doing those custodial jobs?
Yeah.
I don't see white people doing those jobs.
Fucking cleaning toilets, fucking doing all these...
hard work.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like...
They don't choose that. They have to.
They have no option. That's what they have to do to feed their kids. They have to... You know,
he's talking about milk and honey while people are cleaning his toilets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't worry about your milk or your honey, Don Cherry.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.